WIRI, where we've got, for the first time in several years, Wisconsin Rapids Red Raider Wrestling as they take on Lodi in the home opening duel of the season. Good evening, everybody. My name's Mike Comer. I'll be bringing you the action tonight. Chuck Gennaro working his magic back at the soundboard. Chuck, thanks for being there tonight. It's a new era in many ways here in Wisconsin Rapids, as for the first time in what seems like eons, if you have been part of the program or been around the program, that there's not a Bennett set the helm of the Red Raiders program. As last year, longtime head coach Scott Bennett, he stepped out of the fray of things as he retired, and now it's a new era as a familiar name does step into the mix as Kevin Tritz, 2006 graduate of Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, takes over the program. As Kevin has an extensive background with history in this program, a lot of records that still stand to this day, as we can get into that later in the broadcast. But it's also a new era as well, as, you know, this is first time since, I believe, the great Terry Stake was bringing these matches to our airwaves under WFHR on AM 1320. That we've obviously got someone new, which is myself. So hopefully going to do the best I can. I got big shoes to fill there. As first wrestling broadcast I've done, but no worries there. I was a wrestler myself, so fairly familiar with the sport. Some things change, but the general bare bones still remains the same. So, Chuck, if we could take about a two-minute break for the national anthem, we'll be back here in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the Free Civic Media app, 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Jack Wiseman going up against Brett Bagnowski of Wisconsin Rapids, a junior, 120 pounds, sophomore, Lowendorst, up against junior Luke Hamill of Wisconsin Rapids. 126 pounds now. Everett Dorhorst, a freshman, going up against Jake Freeman, a junior. 132 pounds due up next. Yes, that will be Briar Caves up against Deegan Armagost. 138 pounds due up next. A senior from Lodi, Xander Kellogg. He is matched up against Carter Karbowski, a junior from Wisconsin Rapids. 144 pounds due up now from Lodi, Liam Johnson. A junior, of course, going up against a sophomore, Aspen Tritz. 150 pounds, Hayden Struess-Clark, going up against junior Jack Ackerman of Wisconsin Rapids. 157 pounds, Alex Bruin, a senior, going up against Chase Gathers, a junior. 165 pounds from Lodi, Jackson Ladwig, going up against senior Jeremiah Peters at 175 pounds. Devin Brown, a junior from Lodi, going up against junior Caden Shalinski, 190 pounds. Freshman from Lodi, Levi Mayer, going up against a sophomore, Oakley Plus, 215 pounds. Lodi, they have a forfeit for Wisconsin Rapids. That will be Hunter Lang. And then at 285, Lodi has a junior, Austin Brown, against senior Navarro Rodriguez for the Red Raiders. So, going to come down to two teams with basically full lineups, and extra team points will be key, as it always is, as for those who are new to the wrestling world. 16 points for a pin, 5 for a tech fall, 4 for a major decision. A major decision is a victory of 8 points or more, up to 15, as a technical fall is a victory of 16 points or more, and then a regular decision of 1 point to 7 points of victory. So, with that, we are just about underway as Wisconsin Rapids has coming to the mat along with Lodi as Isaac Ziegler taking on Jackson Freeman. Both wrestlers get to the center of the mat and whistle. We're underway here as Rapids wearing black singlet, all black, as there's a shot attempt by Ziegler, stopped by Freeman as he's able to quick spin around, sprawl, and spin around behind for a three-point takedown, letting up his opponent for one escape, and we're sitting at 3-1. Another shot attempt by Ziegler as he gets stopped immediately by Freeman, and he's another takedown here quickly as Freeman, he's enjoying a 6-2 advantage. Another shot attempt on a low single leg, locking up the hands, trying to hold on to not give up anything. Well, Ziegler is not able to do it. He gets his hold broken. Another takedown for Freeman with another escape. And quick slide by attempt by Freeman, and another takedown as he goes up 12-3. Another escape, 12-4 make that, as both wrestlers fighting for hand position. Thought about a shot for Freeman, but he backed out of it on that shot of reshot attempt by Ziegler. Freeman just backs out of it, puts his head on the mat, and a takedown, and now working in half Nelson on the near side is Freeman. He wraps a right leg in to the right leg of his adversary as he's trying to work a tip here, working a far half Nelson on the other side as he's trying to get his arm out of there. Now working a far shoulder with that leg still in as we got 26 seconds left in the first period. 15-4 lead for Freeman. Freeman now working, trying to get a far side cradle. Got his leg out of there, trying to block that near side knee as he's trying to lock up the cradle with under 10 seconds to go. Now just trying to keep pressure, and now working at last second tip. Got an arm bar in there on the far side. And there's your horn. And through 2 minutes, we are at 15-4. Freeman on top. Has first choice from the referee's position is Isaac Ziegler. He chooses down. There will be a caution.
Caution, Freeman.
On Freeman. So they get to reset. And there's your whistle underway. Quick, tight waist offered by Freeman as he's got to let his opponent Ziegler go. Got out of position. So big figure cut the losses, and they battle back at the neutral position. Working hand position yet again. Shot in by Ziegler, and he goes right to his back, but he spins out of it. Three takedown as it is. For an 18-5 lead. Now with legs in, working a near side half. Now he's counting lights. He's counting lights. There's back points being swiped. A little high in the positioning. Might want to sink back at that, but he's got near fall coming. trying to work that elbow, trying to get the leg tied up. And that looks pretty flat to me, folks. He's counting lights and can't quite get the fall there, but he's reloading it, trying to sink it in deeper. And it's tying up the leg, trying to work over the top, working those shoulders down against the mat. There's not much room there. That's a tight hold there by Freeman as we got Ziegler getting whistled there for potentially dangerous. So four near fall, and that actually ends the match in a technical fall in 2:59. Five big team points for the Red Raiders as Rapids, through one weight, has a 5-0 lead. So with that, Chuck, we take a 30-second break. Back here in 30 seconds on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Oh, no. We just got this car and spent our last dollar on it. What now?
I don't know. I opened the hood, I kicked the tires the way I was supposed to. I guess I missed something.
Don't let this happen to you. Even if the car isn't a lemon, a pre-sale inspection can help to make sure that you're paying the right price and save you money. Schedule an appointment today, 715-423-1100. Rapids Transmission, 715-423-1100.
Back here, 113 pounds, as we have Jack Wiseman up against Wisconsin Rapids. Brett Bagnowski, as just to this point in the match, just a few seconds in, a lot of hand fighting, head position, as working a near side Russian tie is Bagnowski. Now a little bit of crossover with the hands. It's kind of a near far setup. Now they back out of it. You know, working not quite a collar tie as they work towards the near side of the mat. In a deep double leg attempt here is Wiseman as he's driving and trying to sit back out on that is Bagnowski. He's now reaching over, grabbing a leg of Wiseman, holding on for dear life. As Wiseman now trying to work crossface. No takedown awarded yet as Bagnowski's able to sneak out of it and take down Bagnowski for a 3-0 lead. Under a minute to go, first period. Hard crossface trying to lock up what appears to be trying to get a cradle as now he's working on a sit-out attempt, sneaks a leg in to counter that as he's working a far side tip. 30 seconds ago, first period. Rapids up 5-0 in the duel over Lodi. Very good quality Division II team as Rapids had a big weekend at the Spartan Duels. We'll talk about that as we go through the evening. 15 seconds to go as on the near side, Bagnowski trying to work an arm out. As he does, and he's trying to, and he's bottoming out, bellying back down is Wiseman. You got a horn, and through one, 2 minutes, 3-0. Bagnowski over Wiseman. Choice in this match is Bagnowski, and he chose down. Initial whistle stopped, countered by Wiseman. Trying to work a far side tilt is Wiseman. Trying to tie up a leg in the process too with a tight waist. Oh, sitting high, he's high and out of position is Wiseman, and backing out of it for an escape is Bagnowski. 4-0, Rapids up on top for Bagnowski in this one. Now working a little bit of a Russian tie. Now crossover. Backing up is Wiseman. He's just kind of staying out of that. He does not want to be tied up in the neutral position. Working a Russian tie, trying to slide by. And that doesn't work as Wiseman's able to sit back on it. And takedown for Wiseman as he was able to just keep his weight back. And in the process, Bagnowski, he went right past him. But Bagnowski, he's sitting back out, getting facing his opponent, and backs out of it. And he's got an escape of his own. And it's 5-3 now, and Bagnowski on top. He's working that inside rush, kind of a trip working. As now they got legs tied in the neutral position, nearly in a position for a body lock. And both adversaries back out of it. 44 seconds to go, second period. Brett Bagnowski on top, 5-3. Rapids on top in the duel, 5-0. It's Bagnowski now put in a front headlock by Wiseman. Trying to work out of that, trying to build back to his base. And working back into it, trying to work almost a barrel roll here. Attempt. Now the hard whizzer and getting behind. Now is Bagnowski fighting through it, able to get the takedown with 10 seconds to go. For Rapids, that'll be big. Just kind of sit there for the next 6 seconds. Don't give up anything, and they'll go to the final period with a lead, and that is the case as Bagnowski leads Wiseman 8-3 through two periods. And that'll bring up the choice for Wiseman as they choose neutral. Looking to get a takedown. Not quite time for a throw yet. What used to be a 5-point move, 7-point move now with the new scoring, as it is now a 3 points for a takedown. Used to always be two. Is now working same position as before. Kind of modified rush and with a single attempt there by Wiseman. Nothing doing. Both wrestlers back out of it. Now a double, deep double attempt here by Bagnowski, but on the edge of the mat. Sprawling out of it is Wiseman, as both wrestlers will be out of bounds. So they get to redo it. Neutral position. In the middle of the mat with a 1:30 to go in third period. Rapids up on top, 8-3 in this match. By Bagnowski. Tying up the hands, putting some pressure, leaning on Wiseman as Bagnowski, as he's walking in there, tight rushing. Ty walking in there and just kind of pushing Wiseman off the mat as Wiseman takes a deep single attempt, sprawling with the head down on the mat. With head pressure is Bagnowski, as he's got the far leg trapped, far ankle now. As he's doing what you got to do, you got to put head pressure down back of the head, and now trying to spin around is Bagnowski, as he's able to, but no takedown awarded yet, as his arm is trapped by Wiseman. Under a minute to go, third period here, and there's your takedown for Bagnowski. 11-3, as they got a major decision working here with an 8-point lead, as now there is a whistle. I'm probably looking for blood, seeing if there is some. As there is blood time on the mat, so we'll get that cleaned up here. So, Chuck, how about we take a 30-second break? We'll be back here in 30 seconds for the conclusion of this match here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Mom, what are you asking Santa for this year?
I bet it's another pair of fuzzy socks.
Honey, this year Mom is asking Santa for four wheels, leather interior, and heated seats.
Huh?
This year, Mom really needs a new vehicle instead of socks. I'm really hoping Santa makes it to 8th Street Auto before the sales are over. Winter will be cold this year. I think Mommy deserves heated seats and steering wheel, don't you?
You deserve a new car, Mom. I'm gonna ask Santa for you, too.
Merry Christmas from 8th Street Auto to all of our amazing clients, family, and staff. Have a safe and warm holiday this year.
Back here in Wisconsin Rapids, a little bit of blood on the knee of Bagnowski. When we get back to wrestling, bottom referee position is Bagnowski. As we got 36 seconds to go, his immediate stand-up attempt counted with a 2-on-1 by Bagnowski. As he goes right back to the mat, and we got another whistle. As they're trying to make sure that Wiseman is okay. As they start up more blood time, injury time, looking at the shoulder of Wiseman. Is he grabbing up at it? Hopefully the young man is okay and can continue. Rodeo Grill. The Rodeo Grill is a blast of Mexican flavor you never knew you were missing. Authentic food, festive drinks, and family-friendly atmosphere add some flavor to your week. The Rodeo Grill. Haven't been there yet myself. Keep saying I'm going to. I'm mad of my word, though. I will be there.
Wisconsin Rapids and Coach Kevin Drift.
Yes. Getting closer here as they're checking out on Wiseman. And he says, Coach, I can go. We're fine. As they wrestle again, under 30 seconds to go. Up on top is Bagnowski, 11-3. Immediate breakout attempt was broken back down, and now working a bar. He's got the near side wrist. He's got the left side going. Goes over the top, and he's counting lights. He's trying to settle in on it. As there's back points being awarded under 10 seconds. Under 10 seconds. Can't quite see a fall yet. As there is real close. 1 second, and the horn as he gets out of that, but four near fall. As that brings up 17-3 for a major decision. That'll be Brett Bagnowski, and that brings up the lead, 9-0, Wisconsin Rapids over Lodi. So with that, Chuck, I want another 30-second break, and we'll be back with 120 pounds right here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
It's hard coming into a new town, and the team at Rodeo Mexican Grill wants to say thank you for your hospitality and generosity. Let them return the favor this holiday when you purchase gift cards for your loved ones. Let Rodeo Grill team show them a fiesta worth Instagramming about this holiday.
Bulls 9-0, up to 120 pounds for Luke Hamill. He is taking on Lodi's Owen Dorhorst. Dorhorst, number 8 in Division 2. Hamill, number 7 in Division 1. So a couple state-ranked wrestlers. Hamill went 4-0 on the weekend at the Spartan Duels over Wisconsin Rapids. Actually finished with a 4-1 record, but won the tournament on criteria of most points scored. Rapids beat Sheboygan Falls, then fell in the second round to Luxembourg Casco on the last match of the duel. Then came back, beat Oshkosh West, beat Bayport, and then beat Port Washington to finish the day. A lot of good wrestling to be had, as a lot of hand position being fought over by Dorhorst and Hamill. Two top-ranked wrestlers. It's going to be more of a chest match. He's working on two-on-one, sweeping outside single attempt there by Dorhorst. Hard whizzer attempt by Hamill. They're sitting there, both trying to fight over position. Trying to block the right side is Hamill, as there is a whistle for a stalemate. No wrestler was able to gain position, so they restart him, neutral position. 44 seconds remaining in the first period. No score between these two wrestlers. Collar tie attempt, hard collar tie by Hamill as he goes back in there, reloads with a hard wizard, thought about going for a throw. Now it's who can get in better position faster. Arms trapped by Hamill's, backing out of it is Dorhorst, as one's got a upper body hook, overhook I should say, now fighting back into a Russian. Another stalemate. And back to the center of the mat they go. 17.2 seconds, no score, first period. Rapids leading the duel, 9-0. Hamill, thought about a shot, comes back. He locks up a headlock, and he throws it. He's fighting for leverage, fighting for leverage, fighting for leverage, fighting it off his Dorhorst, and they go out of bounds. Looking for that headlock was Dorhorst. He comes back in as he's actually going to his coaching staff, talking about his eye. So there's injury time being whistled. He's pointing up towards his face. So hopefully the young man will be okay. As one of these wrestlers, tough young man as they go after it. A Street Auto, family owned and operated. A Street Auto is a wonderful place to find your new driver a new ride. Save your wheels and let A Street Auto find wheels for them. Another great sponsor here of high school sports here in Wisconsin Rapids. Is talking through. As they're bringing the opponent back over, as it looks like there's an injury to Hamill. An injury default, unfortunately for Hamill. Hopefully he'll be all right. Injury default with at 155. So that's 16 points going to Lodi on a quick change there. Might have been a shoulder injury after all. We're not quite sure. We'll wish nothing but the best there for Hamill, as we'll be going immediately to the next weight here and going to have no time to wait to go to the NAD quick, Chuck, so I'll go right to the next weight.
Our next match is
126.
There's
another Dorhorst. And that'll be next up against Jake Freeman. Yes, and this time for Lodi, it is Everett Dorhorst, the freshman, up against Jake Freeman of Wisconsin Rapids, a junior. Both wrestlers fighting for position. Collar tie, far ankle pick, taken by Freeman, and now working, putting him right to his back, and sliding out of it is Dorhorse for a quick takedown for three. Escape for Dorhorst as Rapids looking to get some more of these team points back. I don't expect an injury default. Unfortunate for Hamill. Very unfortunate there, but we'll see what we can do here. Shot an attempt by Freeman, countered by Dorhorst. Front headlock by Dorhorst, and now looking for an underhook. Overhook, underhook, overhook, sitting situation here as referee telling Dorhorst to walk inwards, not hide on the corner of the mat. Blocking with his right hip is a throw attempt there by Dorhorst out, by Freeman out of bounds. So they break loose and we restart center of the mat. 45 seconds to go. 3-1 lead, Freeman over Dorhorst. Rapids leading the duel 9-6. Both wrestlers fighting for position, working on a Russian tie. As Freeman countering that, trying to counter that with a leg tie. As Dorhorst, they break out of it. 30 seconds to go in this first period. Rapids up on top, 3-1. Rapids wrestling staff giving encouragement to Freeman is shooting in there. Now a body lock by Dorhorst, and trying to block that is Freeman. Someone's trying not to go for a ride on a throw as we have 5 seconds to go. 3-2-1, and there is one period in the books in this 126-pound match for Rapids. Jake Freeman leads Everett Dorhorst 3-1, and it will be choice for Dorhorst. He defers, and choosing bottom is Freeman. Freeman snaps up, gets sent back down by Dorhorst, and trying to lock up a three-quarter Nelson into a cradle. Can't quite get it. Freeman trying to use some of his lankiness for a stand-up. Working a tight waist and working for trying to get a tilt. Locked up, not able to do so is Dorhorst as Freeman trying to find his way up over to the edge of the mat. They do right in front of us. And now trying to get up, stay in bounds as Freeman, as he does, is double overhook. Now overhook, underhook being applied as there is an escape for Freeman with a throw. And it's sat out on by Freeman as there will be a takedown by Jake. And it is now 7-1. Freeman on top of Dorhorst. 1:10 left to go, second period. As trying to figure out how he wants to go about it from the coaching staff. Trying to pull him back on the mat is Freeman. As now he's trying to dig out an arm on the near side. Thinking about maybe a little pulling it out if he can. And work at Farmer if he could. He's got it pinned across his back. And now they step out of bounds, so they will go back to the middle of the mat where Freeman will ride. 44.6 seconds left to go in this second period. Jake Freeman up 7-1. And there is a caution on Freeman. Initial whistle, held back down to the mat is Freeman. Now he's got that locked up on a double under wrist. Now breaking out of that is Dorhorst, trying to work a near side half Nelson. Is Freeman, but he just has to back out of that, and you got an escape for Dorhorst. 23 seconds to go in the second period. Rapids on top, 7-2 in this match, being that Jake Freeman is now working some hands. Head position as well. Sweeping outside single. Not able to hold on to his Freeman as now he blocks with a front headlock with 4 seconds to go. Trying to get the time to run out, and he does, as it is now 7-2. Freeman on top. Going to the third period where Everett Dorhorst has decision and he chooses neutral. going to try a couple quick takedowns, maybe even a throw to the back if that's what he needs to do. Now to watch the big throw here if you are Freeman. A couple taps to the head. Working crossover ties. Fighting hand position, head position as well. 20 seconds already through. Wrestler's center of the mat. Now losing his balance is Freeman, so he's got to fight off that now. He's got to give up a takedown. And it's now a 7-5 match. And an escape as he lost his balance, got tied up in there, and had to get out of it. So, wrestlers both scramble out of bounds after that escape by Freeman. And now they start over in the middle of the match. Middle of the mat, single, sweeping outside, single taken by Freeman. Now he's up behind Dorhorse, trying to gain position as he's battling, scramble, going through it. Now it's countered by a front headlock by Dorhorse. Freeman trying to fight through that front headlock. Not much motion being given by either wrestler. And now dropping two pair of knees. Now both wrestlers on their knees in that front headlock. 51 seconds to go. Freeman kind of tying up the arms there, trying to draw a stalemate. 45 seconds, and they do. They give him a stalemate. 44.2 to go as Freeman was able to work back in the neutral position. Working. Both wrestlers trying to figure out their next moves. It could be the deciding move in the match. Don't want to give up any more points if you're Freeman. And you got to score here if you are Dorhorst. Under 30 seconds to go. Both wrestlers not really doing much. You're standing there, and they hit Freeman with a stall. There's a throw attempt out of bounds. And with whistle, they were already ruled out of bounds. And threw a throw. Throwing a throw was Dorhorst with 19 and a half to go. Rapids wrestler up on top. 8-5. His crowd getting loud. Outside single attempt here by Freeman. As he's holding on, trying to step over it through his Dorhorst and trying to work through it. Both wrestlers, nothing being awarded as there is close to a takedown. And there's takedown there for Freeman to stand, throw the exclamation point on the match, and get the win as Jake Freeman earns an 11-5 victory over Everett Dorhorst and put Rapids back up on top, 12-6 in the duel. So with that, Chuck, how about a quick 30-second break? We'll be back here with 132 pounds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
Back here in Wisconsin Rapids, 132 pounds, Jacob Allen against Deegan Armagost. Has a quick takedown for Armagost and another quick escape for Egan, playing cat and mouse a little bit. And we're just 15 seconds in to this match. Rapids up 12-6 over the Blue Devils. As Armagost working a Russian tie on his right side with an inside ankle pick and a takedown for three more. Minute and a half remaining in this 132-pound first period. As another escape for Allen with a deep double backing out of it is Armagost as he just now starts a football tackle and he's able to put down three more points where he is up on top, 9-2. Now working a coffee grinder, gets his arm up and sinks in the half. He's counting back points where Allen is counting the lights here in Wisconsin Rapids, under a minute to go, sinking in that half and trying to get chest to chest as trying to hip down is Allen. Rapids looking, trying to get another big 13 points, and 16 points as they try to cultivate a lead here against Lodi. And there it is. There's your fall. A minute 24 into the period. Six big Red Raider team points, and it is 18-6 with Wisconsin Rapids on top. So Chuck, how about another 30-second break? We'll be back here with 138 pounds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Back here in Wisconsin Rapids. Wisconsin Rapids leading Lodi 18-6 through five matches. As there's a little bit of a discrepancy here on the wrestlers they put on the mat, and then they say, no, we're all good. As it will be Liam Johnson against Carter Karbowski of Wisconsin Rapids. Lodi sporting the red, white, and blue configuration. Really kind of a traditional look for them. Wisconsin Rapids black singlets with a red and white WR over the left thigh. With wrestlers fighting for position, front headlock by Johnson on Karbowski as he's now trying to sprawl, spin drill going back and forth. Got an inside single and now fighting with a double, bringing Karbowski up off the mat and brings him down gently on his backside where Karbowski, all he can do is belly down. Three takedown for Johnson. Working with an arm bar on the right side, trying to battle that down is Karbowski as we're minute 8 to go, first period. Now, Karbowski doing a lot of defensive wrestling, trying to sit out from the bottom position here. He's got a 2-on-1, so to speak. As now Johnson, he's just trying to lock this up and get some momentum to turn Karbowski. Under a minute to go in the first period. Karbowski trailing 3-0. Rapids up in the duel, 18-6. Now trying to lock up a cradle. Thinking about a cradle is Johnson. Unable to do so is Karbowski. He is being
warned for stalling, Karbowski.
As Karbowski is being warned for stalling, just hanging on, not trying to get out. As he now does with that double leg still locked up by Johnson, bringing Karbowski right back to the mat. 13 seconds to go, first period. 3-0 lead, Johnson over Karbowski. He's got a 2-on-1 locked up around the waist. And now escaping out of it is Karbowski. 3-1 at the end of the first period. At the end of the first period, it will be 3-1. Johnson with his choice. Where he defers, down goes Karbowski. Bottom referee's position. Again, Rapids up 18-6 in the duel. Karbowski trailing 3-1 in the match. Tried a quick sit out by Karbowski, no avail. Now working a left side arm bar, reaching over on the right. Now Karbowski trying to roll through it. He's got to be careful there as he almost got caught with a half Nelson in the process. Johnson with that leg in on the near side, creating an illusion that he's out of position. Karbowski almost fell for it. So left side bar and driving a half on the right side is Johnson. A minute and a half left in the second period. Karbowski not doing a lot down there, now trying to work a coffee grinder on the right side with the head right in the armpit, trying to pop that arm up, and he couldn't. As Johnson, he's trying to go back to it. Draw out a half with a bar on the left side. Karbowski trying to sit out on it, and he can't quite do it. And now gets his hips elevated, trying to toss Johnson onto his back. Can't do it as the arm bar is sinking in tight with a minute to go. Now a double arm bar attempt by Johnson as he's trying to walk the head. He's trying hard to walk the head, and he has. He's getting back points. He's counting lights as Karbowski. That is close, and that is a fall. A fall in three 14 for Liam Johnson. For Lodi, and that's 6 points, and that brings Lodi back into it. 18 to 12 here as we go 244 pounds. And going before we do that, though, take a 30-second break here on AM, or excuse me, on WFA, or excuse me, can't do it right. 105.5 FM, WRI, where Wisconsin Rapids leads 18 to 12.
Mom, what are you asking Santa for this year?
I bet it's another pair of fuzzy socks.
Honey, this year Mom is asking Santa for four wheels, leather interior, and heated seats.
Huh?
This year, Mom really needs a new vehicle instead of socks. I'm really hoping Santa makes it to 8th Street Auto before the sales are over. Winter will be cold this year. I think Mommy deserves heated seats and steering wheel, don't you?
You deserve a new car, Mom. I'm going to ask Santa for you, too.
Merry Christmas from 8th Street Auto to all of our amazing clients, family, and staff. Have a safe and warm holiday this year.
Back here in Wisconsin Rapids, Red Raiders lead Lodi 18 to 12. As Lodi seeing if there will be a wrestler put out there for Aspen Tritz to take on. And it appears there will be. Rapids had to appear at the mat at the table first. And we will see who Lodi counters with.
Next match at 144 pounds.
Colin Stevenson. Against Aspen Tritz. Tritz, a state place winner a year ago as a freshman for the Red Raiders. He's got the pedigree. As I said, Tritz, heck of a name in Rapids Wrestling. He does a beautiful takedown, far single, three takedown, death and escape. That's kind of the Tritz MOs. Takedown, 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 takedown. And they'll stick you if they can. Front headlock, working near side cradle, trying to get positioning. And then just going for the takedown again is Tritz for the takedown. 6-2, Tritz over Stevenson. Another fast takedown for Tritz. As it's 9-3. On the escape, a minute to go. Tritz with a nice little slide-by attempt. And now just a pancake right to his back, getting back points, working into a reverse half Nelson. As Stevenson's counting lights, as now working up into a headlock, trying to bring the shoulder down. And there it is, there's your fall in a minute. 12 seconds. Rapids gets another fall. 24 to 12 is your lead, and will go into 150 pounds in our next match, where Rapids leads 24 to 12, and we'll do that in 30 seconds here in 105.5.
It's hard coming into a new town, and the team at Rodeo Mexican Grill wants to say thank you for your hospitality and generosity. Let them return the favor this holiday when you purchase gift cards for your loved ones. Let Rodeo Grill team show them a fiesta worth Instagramming about this holiday.
Jack Ackerman of Wisconsin Rapids, Hayden Struess-Clark, Lodi. Clark got a big single leg in on Ackerman as Ackerman trying to battle out of it, and he still does as both wrestlers go out of bounds. No score yet. As we move through this first period, it's 15 seconds in. Ackerman against Struess-Clark. Both wrestlers trying to get some position, working a little bit of a near side, trying to get a Russian set up. Struess-Clark. As Ackerman working an underhook on his left side, now working underhook on his right side, trying to get inside position, trying to shot on the inside. Front headlock counter by Struess-Clark. Backing up off the mat, both wrestlers that is. And we get a whistle, both wrestlers off the mat. Restart, minute 12 left to go in the first period, no score between Hayden Struess-Clark and Jack Ackerman. Ackerman, a little bit of head tapping. Now working a Russian. Struess-Clark wanted no part of that. And now a shot in by Struce Clark, counter. Now a takedown, Ackerman. Good job on the head pressure and opportunity. And then the takedown. Then an escape, Struce Clark. So it's 3-1, Ackerman, 30 seconds to go. Takedown attempt there by Ackerman. That gets countered, front headlock by Struce Clark. Trying to work that into a cow catcher throw. Wasn't able to do so. And now back and off the mat is Struce Clark with 16 seconds to go in the first period. 3-1 score, Ackerman over Struce Clark. Ackerman, head tie, collar tie. Both wrestlers working one with 10 seconds to go. Trying to duck under attempt, but no avails. That's a pretty good tight collar tie there by Clark. Is trying to throw a headlock. Well, this is Ackerman. And that goes out of bounds with a second and a half. So we're going to be through one period. 3-1 lead. Ackerman over Hayden Struce Clark. And there's your horn. And the decision is Lodi. And there's a defer. So going down is Jack Ackerman in bottom referee's position. He is set. Lodi on top, and there you have it. Start your whistle, and a quick set-out attempt, trying to get a reversal, and just will get an escape as Ackerman. Quick set-out, not quite able to get behind his opponent was Ackerman, but now they're at neutral. 4-1 lead for Ackerman. Minute 45 seconds remaining, second period. Now with the shot, single by Struce Clark. Wizard trying to sit down on it is Ackerman. And now working under the arms, and we got a wrestlers going out of bounds. So back to the center we go. Coach asking for an explanation, saying they're both in bounds, but official says, no, let's just get a fresh start, and they do. Minute and a half left to go, second period. Ackerman leading 4-1. Collar ties, working for inside position. Struce Clark to his knees, trying to work front headlock with Ackerman, but Struce Clark got out of it. Headgear coming over the eyes of Ackerman. Gets his headgear readjusted. The minute 9 to go, second period. We can get going again. A lot of head contact there, tapping of the head. You got Ackerman with an overhook on the right side. Front headlock by Struce Clark on by his right side. Both wrestlers back out of it. 50 seconds go, second period, 4-1 lead. Ackerman over Struce Clark. Extra team points will be huge coming down the stretch. Is inside, front, single leg there by Ackerman. Trying to lock up. Underneath is Struce Clark trying to counter it the best he can because that is a deep, deep single leg by Ackerman. Struce Clark right on the seat of his singlet, raising the leg, trying to get him onto his back is Ackerman. He has 17 seconds to go. Ackerman trying to hop over and gain position that should put Struce Clark on his back. He's actually now trying to counter that into a cradle for Struce Clark. He's got position. Ackerman trying to hold on to it, and it's a takedown for Struce Clark, and we're going to the third period, tied 4-4. That was close, but I do believe he had the position to get that takedown. As Ackerman will be riding, Struce Clark chose bottom. Ackerman stops the first move. Works a tight waist. Now works a 2-on-1 as Struce Clark gets to a stand-up. Both wrestlers go to throw a throw immediately. And a quick escape by Struce Clark. And he's got a 5-4 lead over Ackerman with a minute 37 to go. A very good match so far. Both wrestlers have had leads. As Ackerman now has to come back here in the final minute and a half. Trying to whizzer and throw a headlock, and he does, but both wrestlers were out of bounds. That was a slick headlock out of nowhere. That Struce Clark was right on his back. There was nothing he could have done about it, but they're out of bounds. So working another throw attempt there. Struce Clark, middle of the mat, minute 10 to go. He's just tied up upper body. Underhook on the left side, front headlock on the right side, and they back out of it. Minute to go. Fans getting a little amped up into this one. This has been a good match so far. It's collar tie for both sides. Both wrestlers leaning a little bit. 45 seconds to go. Ackerman, not a lot of urgency right here if you're a Rapids fan. And of course, Struce Clark just saying, come after me. 30 seconds to go. 5-4, Struce Clark on top of Ackerman. Ackerman tried a shot, didn't set up anything, just kind of went in there. Arms wide, his front headlock now by Struce Clark. Trying to spin around, try to grab a leg. 16 seconds to go. Ackerman trying to spin under it, he can't. He's got his head planted firmly on the mat. Ackerman trying to fight up, 5 seconds to go, as he's pushing back on Struce Clark, and there will be your horn, as there's a whistle for a stall being called right at the horn by Struce Clark, but it won't matter, as Hayden Struce Clark gets a 5-4 victory over Zach Ackerman. And the score now reads 24-15, Rapids over Lodi. So with that, we're going to take a step out for 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Oh no, we just got this car and spent our last dollar on it. What now?
I don't know. I opened the hood, I kicked the tires the way I was supposed to. I guess I missed something.
Don't let this happen to you. Even if the car isn't a lemon, a pre-sale inspection can help to make sure that you're paying the right price and save you money. Schedule an appointment today, 715-423-1100. Rapids Transmission, 715-423-1100.
157 pounds. Chase Gethers for Wisconsin Rapids up against Alex Bering. And both wrestlers middle of the mat and pretty close to a takedown there for Bering, and he gets it.
Takedown.
3-0. Bering over Gethers. And now he got a cradle locked up, and he's getting back points here. That's pretty tight against Gethers. Gethers, his left shoulder is up enough that there won't be a fall on it. But he's locked up there right in the middle of the mat. He's counting those lights two times over already. As you got a minute, 5 seconds to go, first period, as he's trying to pick the lock on the hands of Bernie. And he fights off his back this time for near fall, and it's a 7-0 lead, where Browning is on top of Gethers. He's got the cradle locked up. And this time he's really fighting this one off again, middle of the mat. And this time he won't fight out of it. As a minute, 21 seconds in the fall, Alex Bering. And that brings Lodi back into this one. 21-24, Rapids up on top. So Chuck, how about this? Another 30-second break, and we'll be back here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
165 pounds, and we've got a competitive dual meet going on. Wisconsin Rapids leads 24-21. We're in Jeremiah Peters against Jackson Ladwig. And Peters throws Ladwig on his back with a headlock. He's sitting there, got the takedown, counting back points, and counting lights is Ladwig. Peters has got that locked up, and there's your fall. Peters with the pin in 35 seconds, putting Rapids back up on top, 30-21 over Lodi, right when the Blue Devils are back in it. Rapids answers again as we will go right to 175 pounds. As we'll keep it right here, and as we do keep it right here, big thank you to Econ Electric. When your lights go out, who are you going to call? Econ Electric, of course. Get your Generac generator today and never miss a thing due to power loss. Big thank you to them. Rapids going up to 175 pounds here in the duel with a 9-point lead.
Next matchup at 175 pounds from Lodi, Devin Brown. Your Red Raider, Kaden Cholinski.
Devin Brown against Kaden Cholinski here at 175 pounds. Cholinski working a tie up here. Both wrestlers at the collar tie. 9-point advantage. Rapids on top in this non-conference duel, home opening duel for the Red Raiders. Have a few more coming up down the season. Has a nice slide by with a hand and a takedown for Cholinski as he leads 3-0. Now he's got a deep single. Return to the mat, and he's got it, and he's fighting in a half. He's getting back points as Brown counting blights, and he gets out of it with a quick four. Near fall for Cholinski. Working a far shoulder tie with a leg trapped is Cholinski. Cholinski just trying to fight into a better base. Tight waist working as well with a tight wrist. Working with that wrist tied, and now a half. No, he's just got to trip it, and he does, right to his back. And that's going to be more back points for Cholinski. With 43 seconds to go, he's got it tight. And a fall for the Red Raiders. Minute 20, and a big pin for Rapids as they now go up 36-21 over the Blue Devils as we head towards the final matches of the night. And that will bring us up, as we will see who Rapids goes out first. But Chuck, how about this? 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Mom, what are you asking Santa for this year?
I bet it's another pair of fuzzy socks.
Honey, this year Mom is asking Santa for four wheels, leather interior, and heated seats.
Huh?
This year Mom really needs a new vehicle instead of socks. I'm really hoping Santa makes it to 8th Street Auto before the sales are over. Winter will be cold this year. I think Mommy deserves heated seats and steering wheel, don't you?
You deserve a new car, Mom. And ask Santa for you, too.
Merry Christmas from 8th Street Auto to all of our amazing clients, family, and staff. Have a safe and warm holiday this year.
Back here in Wisconsin Rapids, are 190 pounds. Lodi forfeited to Hunter Lang, and that will lock up the dual meet win for the Red Raiders as Oakley Plewis comes up next for Rapids. Lodi, be Levi Meyer. Big takedown there for Plewis. And he's got Meyer looking at the lights. He's counting lights, and that's a tight half Nelson right in the middle of the mat. Lifts the head and a slap of the mat. And there you have it, 26 seconds in, 48-21. Rapids up on top with the final weight of the night coming up for the Red Raiders and the Blue Devils. With that coming up, we'll keep it right here, Chuck, as the final weight will be Austin Brown up against Wisconsin Rapids, Navarro Rodriguez. Before we get that going here, got to mention another one of our great sponsors here. Rapids Transmission, they're known for their excellent transmission work, but they do oh so much more. Call them today for a free quote on your next repair. Both wrestlers, heavyweights, working for inside position. Single by Brown, Rodriguez counters. Rodriguez kind of baiting his right leg, kind of saying, okay, grab it, let me put my weight on you and knock you down. Heavier weight wrestlers are where I was usually at in the old wrestling days, so Always enjoy watching the chess match of the big men. Both wrestlers fighting for inside position. Navarro trying to lock up the headlock, but he backs out of it. Positioning wasn't there. Rapids gonna win this one, just a matter by how much. 48-21 is an inside single by Brown, and down goes Navarro. Navarro trying to roll through it as he got caught temporarily on his back. He rolled through it, and he gets belly down. 3-0 Brown over on top of Rodriguez. Now trying to work up a cradle is Brown, which that could be danger for the big man. If you're not careful with your leverage, you try to go for the pin with that, you're going to get pinned. Now working half Nelson Navarro. He's got that in deep as Brown, and there's back points being counted. This might be all she wrote, and it is all she wrote for the Red Raiders as Brown gets the pin in a minute 30 seconds. Yes, that will end our score. 48-27, Lodi. Oh, so there you have it. Wisconsin Rapids comes away with a big non-conference dual victory over the Blue Devils here tonight in Wisconsin Rapids. We just got a quick get another ad. Johnson Sons Jeep. Home, they've got you covered. More than 40 years of service and repair and upgrades. Try a homegrown favorite of more than 40 years, Wisconsin Rapids Dodge, Jeep, and Chrysler dealership. So, Chuck, how about this? You play the ads that you need to play here to get us through, and we'll be back here with the post-match show here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Oh, no. We just got this car and spent our last dollar on it. What now?
I don't know. I opened the hood, I kicked the tires the way I was supposed to. I guess I missed something.
Don't let this happen to you. Even if the car isn't a lemon, a pre-sale inspection can help to make sure that you're paying the right price and save you money. Schedule an appointment today, 715-423-1100. Rapids Transmission, 715-423-1100.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight and tomorrow with scattered flurries and brief snow showers. Low tonight, 0 to 5 above. High tomorrow within a few degrees of 20, but the winds pick up. Bitter cold for the weekend. Temperatures dropping below 0 and wind chills even colder. Right now it's 13.
Well, it's been said in Wisconsin Rapids, new era, new energy, same Raider pride, and for sure, it definitely is. As Wisconsin Rapids, they were able to get the job done tonight in front of their home crowd for the first time this season as they took down Lodi by a final score of 48-27. It's kind of a who's who of who in Rapids wrestling lore here. In the gymnasium, as you saw, longtime coaches up here, some that coached me even, Jerry Klonowski and Denny Nelson, and Bill Winch, of course. Pete Peschel, he's another one. Shane Bennett's. It's good to see a lot of these old wrestling families and wrestling names and individuals still around. So that's, it was really good to see that and get wrestling back on their airwaves here at 105.5 FM WIRI is, again, this first time since close to about, I'd have to double check our records, but 2012 was the last that I remember, so if I misspoke, my apologies, but either way, it was great to get wrestling back on the airwaves to the best listeners in radio here in AM 1320 and 105.5 FM WIRI. Wisconsin Rapids started off hot as they got a win with a tech fall in the first match of the night. As Jackson Freeman got a tech fall on 2:59, followed by Brett Magnowski. He got a major decision, 15-3, over Jack Wiseman. Fortunately, Luke Hamill, he had his night ended late in the first period. He had to injury default to Owen Dorhorst to get Lodi on the board. So score became 9-6. But Jake Freeman, he got things rolling again for the Red Raiders with an 11-5 decision over Emmett Dorhorst. Go back up 12-6. Deegan Armagosti got a pin in minute 24. Rapids went it back up 18-6 with Carter Karbowski unfortunately getting pinned in 3:14 by Liam Johnson. Score closed to within 18-12. Rapids would start to pull away just a little bit when it mattered most. As Aspen Tritz pin in minute 12, Rapids went back up 24-12. Then, in what could have been conceived as the match of the night, Hayden's Sluice Clark was able to get the 5-4 win over Jack Ackerman at 150 pounds to make the score 24-15, Rapids in favor in the lead. After that, 157 pounds. That would be Browning took on Chase Gethers. Browning got the win for Lodi in a minute 21 as that pulled Lodi into the dual meet yet again, 25-21. But from there on, it was all Red Raiders all the time. As Jeremiah Peters got a pin in 135 seconds. He had 165 pounds. Then Caden Shalinski in a minute 20 at 175 pounds to keep the rolling going. Rapids then benefit from a forfeit. Hunter Lang, he got the forfeit for the Red Raiders. And then Oakley Plouffe needed just 26 seconds to pin Levi Meyer at 220 pounds. But Lodi, they did end the night with a pin victory of their own. As Navarro Rodriguez, he was stuck to the mat in a minute 30 seconds. It was too little too late as Lodi and Wisconsin Rapids finish the night with Wisconsin Rapids earning the 48-27 dual meet victory to open up their home evening, or home schedule of the season. It was great to bring wrestling back on the airwaves. I sure hope to hear good reviews of that and from our listeners, because the more you want, we can get you more of that as the season goes on. Because high school sports proudly brought to you this season by Johnson Sons Chrysler Jeep, Rodeo Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 on weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Home of country favorites and classics, 105.5 FM WIRI. You can listen to your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. Kind of a quick night tonight, but hey, when it comes to end results, it's a Red Raider winner, and I don't think there's too many people, at least in Wisconsin Rapids, that complain about that. Tomorrow night, we got basketball coming your way, doubleheader, 5:30, boys play. About 7:15 or so, the girls play Assumption against Rib Lake. Myself will be on the call. So looking forward to bringing more hoops action to our wonderful listeners here on 105.5 FM WIRI. So looking forward to joining you for that one. And then next week we'll have a whole new list of games coming your way. We'll have that for you early in the week. So make sure you keep looking out at the website and just looking at the schedule and find the information that you need to keep on listening. So, for all of our sponsors out there, thank you very much for being part of it. Again, if you want to be part of it, please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. So, be sure to do that. So, for Chuck Gennaro out there, thank you so much for engineering this event. Couldn't do it without you. Literally, couldn't do it. And hopefully, Mr. Terry Stake, you got a chance to listen, and hopefully I did him well in bringing wrestling back to our airwaves. So for myself, Mike Comer, everybody have fun out there. Be safe. Stay warm this weekend. It's going to get nasty. Tired of it. But either way, keep listening here on 105.5 FM WIRI for more classic country.